AircheckDownloads.com.
Radio 1 FM. The music says it all.
Keith Cicerone, Deacon Blue, and Ziggy Marley. Good morning, Radio 1 FM. It's 21 minutes after 5 o'clock. Have some look at what's happening on the roads. Okay, first of all, a bit of a warning of a very serious accident on the M25 at the London Orbital Motorway, of course. And it's occurred between junctions 15 and 16, which is likely to cause a good few snarl-ups. Remember John Paul Young? That one got to number 5 in 1978. Love is in the air. Going to be playing a track from Eric Clapton's new CD just after 6 o'clock, and it's a cracking, cracking album. And here he is here, appearing on a new single by Phil Collins. I Wish It Would Rain Down. Absolutely fantastic. To be told it's Eric Clapton on the guitar, do you? You can just tell. Old Slow Hand. That's the new single by Phil Collins, and I Wish It Would Rain Down. Good morning, it's 5:30 on Radio 1. Here comes the latest news with Rob McKenzie.
Good morning, Jackie. 5 people have been killed in a multiple accident on the M25 west of London. 1 FM Newsflow, 5:31.
Thank you, Ed. Are you well?
I'm very well, thanks, Jackie. How are you?
Very well. Looking forward once again to joining you on the new breakfast crew.
Yeah, and I saw your picture in one of the papers this morning. I thought you were looking very fine in it as well.
You're a jolly nice man. Wake up! You know you gotta, you know what, I bet you gotta, cause it's time to wake up. Take a look at the clock. Fabulous song. The Everly Brothers and Kathy's Clown. Oh, it's 26 minutes to 6 o'clock now. And a little classic experience of the day. Bit of culture in the programme. God knows we need it. Comes from Bach. This is Air. Have a look at the weather around the UK today. Starting off, first of all, where are we? The Orkney and Shetland Islands, blustery showers and bright spells with some gale force winds and very, very stormy at sea. So don't go out in your boat. In the Moray Firth, northeast and northwest Scotland, some bright spells and also some blustery showers. Wintry on the hillsides, chance of the odd snow flurry or two. In the Borders country, Edinburgh and Dundee, Aberdeen, Argyll, southwest Scotland, Glasgow, the Central Highlands, and also Northern Ireland, bright spells and scattered blustery showers all over the shop. Also some strong winds occurring there. In south and north Wales today, cloudy with some patchy rain, becoming a bit brighter though in the afternoon. And then a bit rainy again in the evening. Can't win them all. In East Anglia, East and West Midlands, East, North West, Central, Northern and North Eastern England. Also the West Midlands, the Lake District and the Isle of Man. For you today, some cloud and patchy rain. And later on it should become a bit drier and brighter, fortunately. Quite high temperatures for you today, around 8, that's 46 Fahrenheit. But of course, the South has it. The warmest place today, 11 centigrade, 52 Fahrenheit, that's for London. The southeast, the central south and southwestern parts of England and the Channel Islands, where it's going to be cloudy with patchy rain but drying up later on in the day. Just approaching 24 minutes to 6 o'clock, and this is a group called Seven. Inside Love, Seven, and that's the new one from Martika, and you went to 39 this week in the charts. And I love you more than you know. Coming up in, around 7 minutes' time, we're going to have a look at the front pages of the British press, see what's occurring. Only the quality ones, of course. No publicity for the nonsense ones. First of all, though, something that was a hit. Got to number 2 in 1983 for F.R. David. Remember him?
Radio 1 FM. Into the 90s. I want that.
great comeback single from Deborah Harry, written by the Thompson Twins, Lana Curry and Tom Bailey. And I want that man. Good morning, if you just joined us, check it out in the suite till 6:30. And in a moment we're going to have a look at the front pages of the British newspapers and see the main stories that are hitting the headlines. Starting off, first of all, on the front page of The Independent today, as is nearly every newspaper carrying this story, Nelson Mandela, likely to be released within weeks. Nelson Mandela has given the first direct indication that his release is imminent after 27 years in South Africa's prisons. His wife Winnie said after visiting him yesterday that she expected him to be free in a matter of weeks. I don't think we're talking about months any longer, she told reporters. Consistently sceptical in the past about rumours of her husband's release, she said, I am very hopeful now. This is the real stuff. Good news. Front page of the Daily Telegraph, concerned with the ambulance dispute. The government and National Health Service management increased pressure on the ambulance workers' unions last night by insisting that peace talks can take place only if there is an indication of a substantial change in their position. Prospects of an early breakthrough in their 18-week-old dispute receded as ministers made it clear that they wanted a written assurance that the unions were scaling down their wage claim and dropping their demand for a long-term formula linking ambulance crews' pay to that of firemen. On the front page of The Guardian today, more news from the Eastern Bloc. Tens of thousands of East Germans demonstrated in Leipzig last night to protest at what they fear are moves by the communist leadership to cling to power and resurrect the hated secret police, the Stasi, under a new guise. Demonstrators waved West German flags and demanded unity. At one point, three members of the extreme right-wing West German Republican Party, which is considered neo-fascist in East Germany, handed out leaflets, but demonstrators burned them and their banners and told them to leave the city. Very disturbing story on the front page of the Daily Express today. It's their lead story, Massacre of the Whales. Japan's whaling fleet arrived in the Antarctic last night to begin another slaughter in defiance of the world ban on commercial hunting. The massacre of hundreds of whales, prompting renewed global condemnation, will start as the Japanese premier arrives in London for talks with Mrs. Thatcher. His visit will put her in the forefront of international demands to stop the latest threat to 300 whales, which the Japanese claim are being killed for research purposes. 7:06. Written by Tom Waits, produced by Trevor Horn. That's the new single from Rod Stewart called Downtown Train. Big favourite of our man Mayo, as we know. 2 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good morning, it's all Tuesday. It certainly feels like it. And it's the 9th of January, 1990. This is Sonia, and listen to your heart.
Aircheckdownloads.com.